Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 78. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 58. Sunny on Sunday with a high of, not sunny, breezy with a chance of showers on Sunday with a high of 78. Monday, slight chance of showers with a high of 61. And Tuesday, chance of showers with a high of 63. 65 right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And it is 73, I think, right now. 75 now at WRCT in Oakland. We had new music from the Beaches queued up, but I don't want to just play like 5 seconds of it. So let's find a little instrumental track to take us up to the news time here on Radio 9. Kind of out of it today, and I'll tell you about that after the news. It's nothing serious, just I'm a little bit more than usual. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Cities. And every day that we don't bring them to justice, they're recruiting new members to their ranks.
Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem is defending intensified DHS enforcement, saying agents are working around the clock to dismantle violent networks and prevent penetration of U.S. cities. Yet some migrants who follow legal pathways are being caught up in the sweeps. Marwan Maruf is a longtime visa holder and green card applicant who has been held for nearly a month in federal custody without what his lawyers say is due process. His attorney, Mariam Udine, says the government just added a decades-old terrorism-related accusation in his case. She says it's based on him supporting a charity that long after he stopped volunteering with them was labeled a terror group.
DHS filed new charges this morning, the third such charging document issued in this case, at the cost of his mental and physical health. He is, in fact, the victim of a terrible oppression and injustice.
Human Rights Watch calls the Holy Land Foundation case now being cited against Maruf as, quote, one of the most egregious failures of the modern justice system. Udine argues the renewed charges are politically motivated, part of what she calls a wider pattern of persecution of Muslim and Arab community leaders. Although Noem and others say they are targeting criminals and gang members, the vast majority of migrants caught up in the sweeps have no legal record. But Immigration Services Director Joseph Edlow argues migrants are overburdening local police, schools, and hospitals, saying enforcement is essential to rebuild trust in the system.
All of these benefits and the money for this has been sucked up by a very large population of people who have absolutely no right to be in this country. So I'm not trying to stop immigration, but I am trying to stop illegal immigration, and we will succeed.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton faces charges for improperly handling classified documents. Bolton denies wrongdoing, saying the papers in question were personal notes. The head of Southern Command will step down less than a year after taking the position. Admiral Alvin Halsey has been overseeing attacks on small ships off the coast of Venezuela. The U.S. is building up significant forces in the region, and President Donald Trump says he has approved land strikes and covert actions against that country. Officials in Minnesota and other states warn that if Congress doesn't pass a budget to reopen the government soon, the SNAP program will run out of funds within weeks. Sophia Linares-Coy, executive director of the food group, says the uncertainty is hard on families struggling to feed their children.
Last year, there were over 9 million visits to food shelves throughout the state of Minnesota. We are seeing a high demand for food resources, really driven in large part due to high grocery prices. Anyone who goes to the grocery store knows you just don't get what you did even a couple years ago.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Go, 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 go. Can't you hear that drummer man now, baby? Baby. favorite.
Jay Thurber.
Says he stopped at the Burger King on Route 88 this afternoon for lunch, and the woman at the drive-thru said they were out of burgers. And he said, well, wow, way to stand up for your beliefs. No kings and no burgers either. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Get it off your mind and on to the radio. Here's Simon and Garfunkel to sing about America on Radio 9.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is where the eyes, and walked off to look for America. As we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, the shipping seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. The faces. She said,
Brother stopped, said he stopped at Burger King and they were out of burgers. I don't know if they were out of Kings, but they were out of burgers. And that reminded me of a story.
Oh, really?
I wanted a Wendy's spicy chicken. chicken sandwich a couple of Sundays ago. I mean, I was just jonesing for it. So I was on my way to Arsenal Lanes, and I stopped at the Wendy's on Browns Hill Road, and I ordered a spicy chicken sandwich and a small Frosty. Small, because I want to eat healthy, right? Well, the Frosty machine was broken, and I'm like, what is this, McDonald's? And I said, okay, just give me the sandwich. So they give me the sandwich. I go up the hill to Beachwood Boulevard. I open the bag. I unwrap my sandwich. I take a big bite, and it is an ice-cold cheeseburger. And if I'd had a rocket launcher, that Wendy's would have been a smoldering crater in the ground, ladies and germs. New music from the Black Keys. I was a man on a mission to get a spicy chicken sandwich, and I was defeated. Another shocking spectacle unraveled before the American public. Called 412-385-7450. He wanted to send a song, he said, out to his favorite president. He said, could you play the trash man and give the president the surfing bird?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. We'll be right back.
7.
Brian, can I see that paper for a sec?
Huh. That's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't! Well, a bird, bird, bird. But birds are waiting. Well, a bird, bird, bird. But birds are waiting. Well, a bird, bird, bird. But birds are waiting. Well, a bird, bird, bird. But birds are waiting. Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird. Well, a bird, bird. But birds are waiting. Well, a bird. Surfing!
Oh my God, Peter, are you all right?
Papa ba 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 ba
Surfing Bird by request here on Radio 9. 2:24 chime time. New music from the beach is coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I promised I'd tell you why I've mentioned this before, if you're a regular listener, and by God, we want our listeners to be regular, so I find that bran helps, and if that doesn't work, a couple of prunes. Anyways, we want our listeners to be regular. What was I saying? Oh, yes. I have a message written down on this card, and if it wasn't written down on this card, could I do this with it? Anyways, I get migraine headaches. And I started to get one this morning about 8 o'clock. And it's funny because it's not that funny. Peculiar, not ha-ha. Most people love this kind of weather. This weather with the clear skies where there's no clouds. And you get this blue that's almost like a Kodachrome, Kodacolor blue, we used to call it. Just absolutely like perfect skies. For me... It's one of my triggers for my migraines because it means that a high-pressure weather system is moving in. I actually got a barometer so that I can tell, like, oh, if the pressure goes way up, I'm probably going to get a migraine. And I did this morning. So right before I went on the air, I took one of my migraine pills. And now I'm a little bit... Frank Fontaine all of a sudden. Boy, there's a reference for the kids. Would you prefer Crazy Guggenheim or Foster Brooks or Foster Grant, for that matter? Yes, this show clearly shamelessly pandering to the youth with these references today, ladies and gentlemen. What else? Some of these campy 70s throwbacks designed to appeal to Generation Xers. This season, book a trip to Scandinavia, but leave your passport behind. If you've ever had your passport behind, you know what a pain that can be. From landscapes to lore, hand-carved heirlooms to resplendent tapestries, the Scandinavian home invites you into a world where the domestic and the mythic intertwine. This never-before-seen private collection of paintings, furniture, and more from art collectors David and Susan Werner is now at the Frick Pittsburgh. That is through January 11th at the Frick Art Museum, the Frick Pittsburgh, 7227 Reynolds Street in Point Breeze. For more information, thefrickpittsburgh.org or call 412-371-0600. We got a nice letter from the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center. They've got a bunch of great programs coming up. Jim Haller, who I think is the Jim Haller who used to be on the Doug Hirth infamous Saturday show. Jim Haller has been presenting a number of things. He did one on the history of radio in Pittsburgh that I did not get a chance to see, but I heard was very good. He's doing one this coming Saturday. So if you don't listen to this show, you wouldn't be hearing this. He's got one this coming Saturday, the 25th, about the history of professional football in Pittsburgh. So you're not going to want to miss that. McKeesportHeritage.org or follow them on Facebook. But yeah, I got a nice letter here from Tim Coons, the museum director at the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center, which is out there in Renzi Park. They have just opened a brand new wing that I think is 5,000 square feet or something like that. It is all of the artifacts that they had in storage that they did not have out on display. They have now put out on display. So all kinds of stuff from old time stores and businesses. There's a salute to the first speakeasy. Salute to McKeesport's notorious Brick Alley. I'm not kidding. So McKeesportHeritage.org, they're out there in Renzi Park. They are doing a heck of a job.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 78, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 58. Showers on Sunday, windy, high of 78. Monday, slight chance of showers and a high of 61. Tuesday, chance of showers, high 63. And then on Wednesday, chance of showers with a high of 55. I'm going to have to cut the grass again, aren't I? I'm blasted. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 77 in Washington County, 73 in Butler. 74 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. It's 75 degrees right now with new music from the beaches. have seen them. Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, you may have seen them on Jimmy Kimmel a couple of weeks ago. Those are the Beaches here on Radio 9 for their new album, No Hard Feelings. I'm Jay Thurber, coming up at 3 o'clock here on most of these same frequently frequented frequencies. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy with my friend Eric O'Brien. I hope you'll stay tuned for that. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. JayThurberShow.com is the website. That's me, Uncle Schmidley. Much more music time. This is the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin.
Change. WRCT's Jay Thurber program. Brought to you in part by Vitale's Drugstore in Carrick, Horn's Department Store downtown, and viewers like you.
Checker on Radio 9. I was just reading here. Hello to Charlie, by the way, who called 412-385-7450. Charlie's looking for corroboration that Chuck Berry played down in the Mid-Mon Valley. We're going to see if we can look that up for him. You can always email here, jthurbershow@gmail.com, and Jay Thurber will do your research for you. I don't have anything else to do. So just reading the Valley Mirror here, a Pittsburgh man is charged with biting a city police officer Sunday morning outside of the Tequila Cowboy Bar in the North Shore. Charges have been filed against Almir Lopez de Barros, 39, of Brighton Heights. They include aggravated assault of a police officer, a resisting arrest, criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, and public drunkenness. Police say an off-duty Pittsburgh police officer was told by a cowboy employee that Barros was highly intoxicated and disorderly and refused to leave the bar. Police tried to arrest him, got into a physical scuffle, and when police detained Barros, he bit an officer's left calf. The officer brought his cows to the... Anyways, he bit an officer's left calf and kicked him in the thigh. Barros was taken to the jail without incident. After biting a police officer, his defense attorney has issued a statement.
Oh, really?
He says in his defense, his client said he was delicious.
Tequila.
You get fined for biting a Pittsburgh police officer.
No, how much?
Well, because of the Pirates, it's about a Buccaneer. There are good jokes and there are old jokes, and I can't say any of these are good, but anyways, more music after this.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you have anger management issues? Have you ever been called a thug, a punk, a predator? Can you tell that people are avoiding you? Do they get up and leave the room when you walk in? Well, you might be just the kind of person I'm looking for at ICE. Hello, I'm Tom Holman, the Border Czar. Did you know there are more than 11 billion illegal immigrants in America right now? Well, that's what President Trump tells me, and I believe him. He wants me to hire 10,000 new ICE agents, and we've lowered the requirements to join. That means you might be ICE material, if you're the kind of person who is thrown out of their motorcycle club for being too violent. Now, the liberals will tell you ICE agents don't play by the rules. Well, they're wrong. We don't even know what the rules are. I'm tired of people being in our country who don't even speak clear English like me. So if you enjoy working outdoors, meet new people and knocking them to the ground, send your resume and at least 3 teeth from other people's mouths to Tom Holman, Border Czar, ICE, Washington, D.C., 20536. Or email a copy of the most recent restraining order against you to tom.holman@ice.gov. Together, let's deport immigrants and put violent criminals back on the streets where they belong. Working for the federal government.
Jay Thurber.
The Balls of Pittsburgh.
Much more Radio 9 music time. We're going to check sports and weather next. Don't forget, coming up at 3 o'clock, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Ooh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary. Wearing that same old funky dress. But ooh, while she gets weary, weary, won't you try some tenderness? Anticipating for the things you'll never, never have. Oh, no, no,
9, winding down this installment of the Radio 9 mess. 2:53, much more music time. New music from the Allergies coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages here. What else did I want to tell you about? Coming up at 5 o'clock on our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT, it's Chop Shop with Dan. He gives you confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop, only on independent freeform radio, WRCT. At 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kristen and Amber Show. Lots of good listening coming your way, no matter how you listen to Jay.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Jaromir Jagr, last night, began his 38th season as a professional hockey player, playing on the fourth line for the Kladno Knights in a 3-1 victory. He joined the power play unit in a season debut that had previously been delayed because of a muscle problem. Jagr is 53, and he's second on the NHL's all-time points list, only trailing Wayne Gretzky. 53 years, so there's still hope for me. I mean, I'm younger than Jagr. All I have to do is learn how to skate and play hockey. Speaking of people who know their sports, Shohei Ohtani had 3 home runs last night and pitched 7 two-hit scoreless innings as the Dodgers swept the Brewers last night by a score of 5-1 to send the Dodgers back to the World Series. In college football action at this hour, your number 16-ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans are at Gesling Stadium hosting the Gettysburg College Bullets. The Tartans leading right now 38-0. Pitt traveling to Syracuse to take on the Orangemen. Game time is at 7:30. Penn State Nittany Lions hoping to recover. They've been licking their wounds for the last week. They are in Iowa to take on the Hawkeyes. Penn State dropped to 3-3 after 2 back-to-back upset losses. And what else to tell you about? Penguins are in San Jose to take on the Sharks. The puck drops at 10 o'clock.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 78. Cloudy overnight with a low of 58. Chance of showers tomorrow, high 78. Showers Sunday night and foggy, low 46. 61 on Monday with a chance of showers. Tuesday, chance of showers 63. And then on Wednesday, more of the same with a high of 55. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 77 WABC degrees in Washington. It is 74 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 77 degrees. At Radio 9 WRCT, Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh. This is new music from the Allergies as we wind up the show. During the show here, it's of course No Kings rallies all over the country. People are sending pictures out, and lots of people out there on the street. Lots of people who you would not expect to be marching. Not the usual crowd of protesters. Jimmy Kimmel, though, put this out on his social media. I thought it was pretty good. It's got a gut punch at the end, so listen to this.
Since this is the last speech that I will give as president, I think it's fitting to leave one final thought. We lead the world because, unique among nations, we draw our people, our strength, from every country and every corner of the world. This quality is vital to our future as a nation.
You guys came to the school and to do this?
They don't have a warrant.
Can we open the door?
If we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost. It is bold men and women yearning for freedom and opportunity who leave their homelands and come to a new country to start their lives over. They believe in the American dream, and over they make it come true for themselves, for their children, and for others. They give more than they receive. They labor and succeed because they understand in a special way how glorious it is to be an American. They renew our pride and gratitude in the United States of America, the greatest, freest nation in the world, the last best hope of man on earth.
The American dream is dead.
It's from Jimmy Kimmel. And that'll wrap up a little bit of a gut punch there at the end, isn't it? Wait a minute. Go back. Sorry.
The story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
We'll see you next week at the same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, where it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A burned hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, and check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.